The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Two texts, one from the Gospel, St. Luke chapter 5, verse 11. And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. And from the Epistle, the first letter of St. Peter, the third chapter, the eighth and the ninth verses. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. In these two readings this morning, we hear the voice of St. Peter speaking to our Lord, and the voice of St. Peter speaking to those early Christians in Asia Minor, which is present-day Turkey. In the Gospel read on this Sunday, we find the Lord Jesus preaching to a large crowd on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. With the crowd pressing on him, he gets into Peter's boat, and sitting there, he continues to speak to the crowd. When he finishes speaking, he commands Peter to go back on the Sea of Galilee and let down his nets for a catch. Peter responds, "Master, we've been fishing all night and haven't caught a thing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when he did that, he caught so many fish that he had to ask his partners, James and John, to help him, and they did. But there were so many fish that the boats began to sink. At this, Peter falls down at Jesus' feet and cries out, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." And Jesus replies, "Fear not, from now on, you will be catching men." St. Luke then tells us that Peter and James and John then left everything and followed Jesus, not knowing where that following would lead. In the book of the Acts of the Apostles, St. Luke tells us that King Herod had James, the brother of John, killed with his sword, and so James was the first of all the apostles to seal his witness to the Savior with his blood. We also know that St. Peter was martyred at Rome, and St. John exiled to the island of Patmos. Yes, when Peter, James, and John left everything and followed Jesus, they didn't know where that following would lead. And yet they followed him, because in Jesus they had seen the light of God, which warms our hearts and fills us with the desire to return love for love. The light of Christ, who is the shining forth of God's splendor, the brightness of God's glory, and himself the love of God made flesh, the love which found expression in Jesus' word to Peter and his companions, "Fear not." How often we hear that wonderful word, "Fear not," spoken in the story of our Savior's life. that wonderful word which was first spoken to Mary when the angel Gabriel suddenly appeared to her with the news that she had been chosen to be the mother of God's Son. "Fear not," was the word spoken to the frightened shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night, as the angel of the Lord came upon them and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. "Fear not," was the word spoken by the angels to the sorrowing women at Jesus' empty tomb on that first bright Easter morning. And the Lord Jesus continues to speak that word to you and to me and to all who would follow him. "Fear not." That is the Savior's word to everyone who, like Peter, turns to him for mercy and the peace which passes our understanding. Peter, James, and John left everything and followed Jesus. And they followed him as Jesus' apostles. The word apostle literally means one who is sent. One who is sent. Sent by Jesus to bear witness to everything he did in love for the lost and fallen world. As the risen Lord said to the 11 on the evening of that first Easter day, "As the Father sent me, even so I send you." Well, you and I aren't apostles, but we too are called to follow our Savior. Peter shows us the way to do that. Overwhelmed as he was with the sense of divine majesty and power, he prays, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He approaches his Lord as one who has nothing but his own great need. In the letter from which today's epistle is taken, Peter has this to say: "Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed." In the letter, Peter also shows us how to follow the Savior. Listen again to Peter speaking in the epistle we heard this morning. "To sum up, be one in thought and feeling, all of you. Be full of brotherly affection, kindly and humble-minded. Do not repay wrong with wrong or abuse with abuse. On the contrary, retaliate with blessing." When Peter addressed these words to the Christians in Asia Minor, many years had passed since that day on the Sea of Galilee when he had left everything to follow the Savior. And many more years have passed since Peter's words were first heard by those early Christians. But through these words, Peter continues to speak to us who in our time and our place have been called to follow the living Lord. As we shall sing in the closing hymn, Jesus, lead thou on till our rest is won. And although the way be cheerless, we will follow calm and fearless. Guide us by thy hand to our fatherland. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.